Hey everyone, welcome to Buzzing About Romance. I'm Becky, and joining me for this episode is Amanda. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Becky.
And Leah. Hello, Leah.
Hello, Becky. Why do you always say hi to me like that?
I don't know, because I feel like you are always up to something. Like, if anybody in this group is up to a little bit of shenanigans and chaos, it's going to be you or Lindsay.
I mean, maybe. You make me sound way more exciting than I am. Like, I'm exceptionally boring.
Are you, though?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so this episode is just dropping into the podcast feed, but I do want to talk about a little bit of our episode that aired last Sunday, which was our 5th anniversary. Amanda, you have been challenged to do your 5-minute run through your house. What books can you collect in your tote in 5 minutes?
I'm not videoing myself doing that. I'm sorry.
I will be contacting Jeremy.
No. Yeah, I mean, I physically walked to see what I could get done, but yeah, I'm not putting that out there for people to see.
It was so funny. I was dying. I came across that in our Discord this morning, and I was like,
oh. Yeah, I laughed.
That's a fun idea.
Yeah, I mean, because I took it literally. You said 5 minutes, and I was like, well, what can I grab in 5 minutes? There was no limit on the books.
There was
none. I didn't even look that far down in the dock, so I didn't know that question even existed.
I was like,
Leah, you have to literally turn around, grab an armload of books, and walk up the stairs.
I mean, this is true.
They're all over my house, so it's like I had to go to the furthest room, then the office, then the bedroom, and I was like, well, whatever is laying on the dining room table that has not been put away is not going to go.
I am allowed to have this part of the house.
That's the piece you're allowed to have?
I mean, it does cover most of the wall. So it does extend, like, half of my house.
Books are growing. I think the books are having the sex and reproducing in my house.
Something's happening, yeah.
That, or I buy a lot of books. And then I saw...
the stupid sprayed edges. That's where they get me every freaking time.
So before I came on tonight, I happened to see M.A. Wardell, Matt, shared the Probably Smut Box special editions for their Pride collection.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which is Napkins and Other Distractions. Did you see it?
Oh, we did.
It's in our group chat.
It's in the group chat.
I already sent it.
Oh.
Heather even shared the pre-order link.
Heather already bought it.
Well, I sent Heather the pre-order link, and I'm like, here you go.
She put it in the group chat.
Oh, did she?
I put the picture in the group chat, and then Heather responded right away with the link.
Yeah. I had sent it to her, yeah.
I don't know. These books, like, they just get me every time.
It's so pretty, and I really did like that book from Book Club. So I feel like it's a book club pick that we kind of need to have.
Yeah.
My shelves would be sad if I didn't have it.
I mean,
yeah.
And it's only $20.
It's a really good cover. I love the cat. They have the cat on there and everything. It's great. It's a good cover.
I bought a lot of books lately, though.
Leah?
I know, I'm preaching to the choir here.
I was going to say, like,
I've not bought as many as you have.
It does not even faze Mike when there's a box on the porch anymore. Like,
I had 4 get delivered today.
Books or boxes?
Boxes.
Did Jeremy say anything?
There were multiple books in a couple of those boxes.
And did Jeremy say anything?
Good?
Nope. He's like, what is that? I was like, books. He's like, okay.
Okay. That is the same response we get over here from Mike.
I have 2 packages ready to go out tomorrow.
Well, there you go.
So I'm trying to. Yeah.
Okay. So this is our book buying problem is not tonight's topic, although it does kind of lead into that.
But we do talk about it a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So real quick, before we go forward, just a quick reminder that Buzzing About Romance is a completely listener-sponsored podcast. That means every episode, every interview, every bit of romance, loving chaos we share is made possible by our amazing patrons. If you enjoy the show and want to help us keep the mics on and the coffee flowing, consider joining us over on Patreon. Every dollar goes back into making the podcast you love. Also, and I'm announcing it over on Patreon, this drops on Sunday, this will be announced the next day, we are making some changes to our Patreon. I just kind of have to streamline and simplify some things to make my life a little easier. And also space.
Because the books are taking over.
Well, books are taking over. But the swag packs were, I'm still mailing out June, July's, but we, and they'll be a little extra fluffy with some extra stickers and swag and stuff. But yeah. So if you want information, you can check that over out on our Patreon. But don't quit our Patreon. We still need it. I still have to pay for software. Anyway, so welcome to this episode of Buzzing About Romance. We're officially halfway through 2025, which means it's time to start talking about the books we can't wait to get our hands on that are coming out the second half of this year. For long-awaited sequels to duet romances already, or debut romances already making waves and early buzz, our TBRs are about to explode all over again. Although really, I haven't gotten through all of my anticipated releases of the first half of 2025 yet.
Nope.
Did we ever get through our anticipated releases of a year?
No, I don't think we do.
I don't think we do.
So whether you're a mood reader, a trope hunter, or someone who pre-orders everything your faves write, this episode is packed with upcoming releases to get excited about and maybe even clear your weekend scheduled for. So grab a pen or open the Goodreads app because you're going to want to take some notes, people. There's some really amazing books coming the second half.
Yeah, a lot. So many.
So do you have any authors that are your auto pre-orders that you're excited about in 2025? I will say this particular author for me, I have pre-ordered their special release swag.
Yeah.
Three times from an independent bookstore, from Love Sweet
Arrow.
From
the same independent bookstore.
Right, the same independent bookstore three times from Love Sweet Arrow.
Who actually emailed you because they thought you made a mistake.
It's the exact same order three times.
But one of them is going to benefit me because I ordered one of their pre-orders, but I didn't get the other one. So,
and I just stayed away because
Love Sweet Arrow has so many good pre-orders with,
they do.
And they really, I love do, their store. Which is store, why I do not visit so that site.
Yeah. I mean, they're,
I had
very
to pay
nice
for camp and not vacation.
Yeah. So my auto pre-order author, particularly because she's been doing these things with Love Sweet Arrow, is Olivia Dade. She has two books coming out this second half. She has The Zom-Com, which I have read. I need to write a review about, but I have read. And it's a little more angstier than, it wasn't as rom-commy as I thought it was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's her brand. It says rom-com, too. But then she destroys,
like,
you.
Yeah.
But it's like Olivia Dade rom-com. Yeah.
But it definitely has some of those smart, horror, tongue-in-cheek humor that you find in, like, Shaun of the Dead or World's End.
Yeah.
But honestly, if you think about it, there's some angsty parts in those too.
There is. So it definitely, like, has those vibes.
I mean, I have it on my Kindle, but I haven't read it yet. But it definitely, like, I feel like she always has a really good blend of, like, the humor and the angst.
And the regular edition that is going to hit bookstores has Glow in the Dark.
Yeah.
Yes.
But if you order through Love Sweet Arrow, it has a special clinch cover wrap.
And that's why you got me one of those, but I ordered the other one. I ordered the small town one because I had that one from the first one from them.
Yeah. So Second Chance Romance, which is the second book in the Harbor.
What's it called? I have it right here.
Peach?
I can't see it though.
Harlot's Harbor.
Harlot's Harbor.
Yeah.
What am I thinking? Oh, I was thinking Cynthia Williams. Hers was Peachtree, but.
Well, and Kamara Lee. Hers is also Peach Grove, I think.
Carmen.
Yeah.
Or Carmen?
Carmen Lee.
Is it Carmen Lee?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, Olivia Dade, Second Chance Romance, it comes out in November.
Yeah,
And I do have an early copy of that, and I'm very excited to dig into that. The last one, that first book in that series, again, we thought it was going to kind of be fun.
It's heavy. It was so good, but it was heavy.
But again, it's Olivia Dade, so like the heavy is not unheard of, but it's not so heavy that like
my all-time favorite book of hers is absolutely 40 Love.
That's so good. I love that one.
I loved that book. And then I would say At First Bite is probably my second. But
Zom-com, I think.
Is it all three? I thought it was just the Zom-com.
No. It is.
I'm going to look it up.
It is. Google it's the Zom-rom-com. I copied it straight from the NetGalley.
Are you sure?
I did. I copied it straight. That one, it's a close. I mean, like, it could be second.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I'm excited.
So,
it's going to be really
so
good.
That's one of my autobi authors that I, and I have others, but do you have one, Amanda, that you've pre-ordered already that outside of Olivia Dade?
I have two that I have already ordered, pre-ordered, like did the special order campaign. Was the first one is Endless Anger by Savar Miller. That is the second gen of her Monsters and Muses. So I'm very, very excited about that book. That's a little earlier. It's like August 19th. And then Burning Daylight by Emily McIntyre is September 30th. That is the first one that she's written outside of like the Never After series.
Yes.
That cover is there. It's so gorgeous.
Romeo and Juliet retelling.
Yes, it's a Romeo and Juliet retelling. So I'm prepared to be destroyed.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting. Yeah. What do you have, Leah? Have you auto pre-ordered?
I actually haven't auto pre-ordered anything.
Really? No.
Shockingly, no.
I did also auto pre-order. I'm really becoming a Hannah Bonham Young stan.
That one looks good.
I really liked Out on a Limb, and then I went back and I read the others, and this last one, which was Out of the Woods, Marriage in Crisis. It was so relatable, you know. Just sometimes marriage is hard.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm lucky Mike and I are solid, but there are still moments where it feels hard.
Yeah, but being solid does not mean there's not downs.
Yep.
So the next book is called People Watching, and it's a couple that's on the Out of the Woods book. They're on the couple's retreat with the characters from the first book. So
I enjoy that title a lot.
Yeah. So that comes out September 9th. What else?
I didn't write any of my release dates, by the way.
Oh, well, it's fine. Doesn't really matter.
Is anybody shocked?
Other pre-orders. Oh, I'm so excited for The Princess and the P.I. by Nikki Payne.
I am really, like, I say I don't have pre-orders, but I have a lot of books that I'm going to be reading. But
yeah.
I thankfully have gotten arcs of most of these. Yeah, The Princess and the P.I. First, that cover is amazing.
Yeah,
I love it so much. But just the whole like premise of it, just it
has that film noir vibe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want more vibes of that in our contemporary romance. Like, I know you get it a lot in paranormal. I think you even get it somewhat in fantasy.
Yeah.
I would say, you know, like that edgy steampunk or film noir vibe in urban fantasy, you get those. Yeah. I would love to see that come out more in contemporary romance, because I kind of like the mystery, the shroud, the secrets, the whispers in the corners kind of vibe.
Yeah.
It'd be a fun mafia romance if somebody wants to write that.
Oh, I would read that.
Anyway, what do you have any other pre-orders? Oh, Love is a War Song by Danica Neva. This is her sophomore release.
I'm actually reading that right now.
July 22nd. Really, is it?
I like it.
We weren't in love with the debut.
But it was a debut.
It was a debut. So we give space for debuts. Mm-hmm. But you're saying this is really good.
I'm enjoying it so far. I'm early. I just started it, but it's, you know, she's kind of like a disgraced pop star, like going back home to a family that she didn't know anything about. It's pretty good so far, so I'm excited to see where it goes.
Okay.
So Ivy Fairbanks has her next book in her Galway
Yes.
world. It's called
Heartstrings.
Heartstrings. It comes out August 12th because I did just look it up. But yeah, it's X's Second Chance. So I am intrigued because Second Chance isn't always one that I enjoy, but because it has to make sense. But like the blurb, like the reasoning for the breakup makes sense. And so
So
I'm very excited about it.
when you're going through like looking for your anticipated releases, is it the title? Is it the tropes? Is it just the author? Is it the cover? What is it about these anticipated releases? For me, it's absolutely the authors.
It's kind of a mix for me. Like if it's an author that I've read, but like, and I liked, but I'm not like, I have to read the next one, then like the tropes or the cover really has to draw me in.
What about you,
Yeah, I mean,
Amanda?
I think it's the author first for me. I mean, that's how I build like my base TBR, but then of course, then I'll get on and I'll see a cover. Like I know that I like Maisie Yates books. Like we did, one of her books for Sip and Discuss, but her new one, The Cowboy, It's Cold Outside,
With the
that cover, I
wreath?
was like immediately on my TBR. It comes out October 28th. I'm so excited just based on that cover alone, even though I know I like her books. I would buy
Well,
that
and that's the thing,
anyway.
like that's a cover that really draws you in, but then you see the name, and you're like, that is an absolute read.
Her
Yeah, absolutely.
covers, her last couple covers
They have
have
been top
been
tier.
top tier, and
Top
I
tier.
am here for it.
And she has another one coming out soon too. The second one, like her in her Rustler Mountain series. I think that one's coming out too. I forget the date on that one, but yeah, I'm excited about both of those.
And earlier this summer we did Sapphic Summer, and so I got teased a whole bunch of sapphic romances that were coming out still in 2025, and there's a bunch that I'm really excited for. And so for me, it might not be authors I know or that I know of, but it's that subgenre. Like, I feel like MM gets all the light and all the love. And so just to be my own little defiant self, I'm going to read the sapphic one. So I have quite a few. The Secret Crush Book Club by Carmen Lee comes out August 26th. This is book three in her Peach Grove, which I read the Love Mechanic. I think it was Love. It was so good, you guys. It was so good. And then When I Picture You by Sasha Lawrence comes out October 28th. We talked about The Devil She Knows by Alexandria Belfleur comes out October 21st. A.K. Mumford and her co-writer L. I can't think of the last. Morrison. L. Morrison. The second book in that Pumpkin Spice and Poltergeist. That comes out in
I'm
October.
excited to see like the paperback of that because like they did the orange pages on the original.
Yeah, which I have. Tony and Addie Go Viral by Melissa Marr. That's
Yeah, I'm
also.
excited for that one.
I'm not giving up my love for the
Well,
sapphic
and
books.
Ruthie and Annie, they have more planned.
Do they have more books coming out still in
Not this year, though,
2025?
right?
In like November.
Oh, is it
There's a
November?
couple in
Okay.
November,
What do
if
they
I
have coming
remember
out in
right.
November?
I think book two in the Prairie World is coming out, and then they have something else, and then they have a lot in February again. Girls are busy.
I mean, I'm here for it. I love them.
I
And
love them too.
I finally put up, I was driving Chris home this, or driving Chris to a friend's house, Mike and I were, and I was looking at my, I was not driving, Mike was. I was looking at my phone and I see that Ruthie and Annie shared our graphic.
Because I
And I
sent
hadn't shared
it
it yet. And I was like,
to
oh shit. So I came home real quick and I shared it. But the comments that they said about you, Leah, they were so nice.
They were very nice and I appreciated them, but they honestly, like, two of the easiest people to talk to, and they're so knowledgeable and so kind. And I honestly, our interview was very long, but we could have talked for hours.
I just adore them so, so much. Okay, Amanda, what else is on your anticipated must-read list?
I also have, speaking of sapphic, there's one, and they have it categorized as like YA, but it looks really good. It's called No Charm Done by Tori Ann Martin. They're like described as like which witch will win in this sapphic enemies to lovers rom-com. So I don't know. It's witches. It looks very interesting. The cover is gorgeous. So I have that one on my TBR as well.
I will say there's a lot of really, really pretty covers coming out
Yeah.
right now. Like a lot.
I actually, I'm a man chest person. We know this, right? Like I love
Yeah,
a good
same.
man chest. But I'm really enjoying this era of illustrated covers.
I am too.
Some. I won't say
That's
all
true.
of them,
There are
but there've been some really good ones. There are some
I
duds
don't
as well.
love the Maggie Gates ones. I think
I mean,
there's
hers are, I don't mind
they're
hers.
just
They're
meh.
just like,
They're meh.
the
I
ones coming
mean,
from Berkeley.
they're just
I
nothing
mean, they're fine. I
dynamic.
mean, they're not like, I don't like or dislike. I mean, I already have those books, but like there's some like really bad ones. Like, we can get into the people with no faces and the
That's
whole
true.
like those are the ones I'm just kind of like, eh. But there have
We
been
don't.
some really good ones.
There have. But it's like anything else, like not
Yeah.
all, like even Manchester, like there's some really good ones and then some really not.
Yeah, we
But that
saw.
just that helps me like keep it to my Kindle. Like I'm still gonna buy the book, but it just stays on my Kindle and I don't
It's true,
need
and I
a
don't have to look at the cover ever again.
Exactly. You don't
It
need
does not make the
7,000 copies.
shelf. Yeah.
Speaking of witchy books, there's quite a few witchy books coming out again this fall. Like the witchy rom-coms
Yeah.
haven't died down. Avery Flynn, book two in her The Sherwood Witches series. Head Witch in Charge comes out September 2nd. I also think April Asher has another witchy series coming out, or another witchy book.
I have to look. I don't have a ton on my list for tonight, but I know there are some. I was trying to limit myself, but
There's
yeah.
really just a lot of fall themes ones because
Yes.
like we have Love at First Fright by Nadia El Fassi coming out. Like it's a paranormal like age gap romance, and then there's which I'm excited about, and then Let's Give Them Pumpkin to Talk About. Honestly, I just really am enjoying the punny
That's
titles,
cute. You
but
do like
this
a
one,
good
it's a
pun.
small town rivals to lovers. Like she is going to care for her dad's pumpkin patch, and he's a tech millionaire, not a billionaire. But so
Yeah,
I'm
I'm
excited
ex
about both of those. But like the Love at First Fright, it is a not like one of them is an author, but the book is being adapted into a movie, and so there's like spirits and where they're staying and things like that. So
Yeah,
it's
that one looks really good.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things too, and this kind of came up as I was like looking for this. And I know it's different because indies sometimes are not putting pre-orders up a year in advance, right?
Not a
Yeah.
lot of them, yeah.
But we're July. I went looking for September, October books for indie releases. I can find nothing. Like
Yes.
it was really, I mean, I have some, but it was really hard to just find them. And, I saw several things today. People like, if you support indie authors, I love you so much. I'll support everything you do if you are out here reading and supporting indie authors. And my hackles got up a little bit.
No, really?
Really, because, there is no one out there. These stupid marketing and PR firms are not out here pitching the indie authors to media, right? You know, we've been told by several of them that podcasts are irrelevant. You know, who cares if you have hundreds of downloads? It does thousands, hundreds of thousands of downloads. It doesn't matter, you know, because we don't have 100,000 followers on social media. But then you come across this kind of situation where I wanted to scream and yell about, you know, books coming out September, October that are indie released. And to find those lists, it's almost impossible.
I mean, I have a few, but yeah, I mean, I have more.
And there are a few, but they're not necessarily authors that I read.
So anyway, that was just, I had my moment today. I got a little bit of my petty pants on and was like, you want me to read your book? Pitch it to me, ladies.
So Molly Harper has, it's, I haven't read her, but it's called Never Been Witched. I was just scrolling. It looks really cute.
She has some good witch romances.
Yeah, it's book three in her Starfall Point series, but it's a shy, sunshiny, small town antiques expert and full-time witch slash ghost wrangler.
Nice.
Witch You Would by Lila Amador. Comes out September 2nd when a young witch gets a life-changing chance to compete in a magical reality show.
Oh, ooh. Interesting.
So,
I'm excited about, I'm going to switch from witches, but
go for it.
Dealing with a Desperate Demon by Charlotte Stein is coming out.
I'm excited about
on that October 7th. So that one looks really good. I'm very excited for that one.
Ruby Dixon by The Horns, which is the second book in her Minotaur series. And those covers, jeez, those edges.
Yeah, Charlotte and I talked about that a little bit when we did the interview.
Yeah.
Oh, the demon one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's so funny.
She was adorable. I loved her a lot.
I will say one of the books that I'm kind of excited about, because I don't think that we get enough of these, is Allie Carter's The Blonde Who Came in from the Cold.
Yes.
It's a heist.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, the intrigue, the heist, we got spies with Annie and with Mae Marvel's last book that released last month. I don't think we get enough spies and romance. Don't you want more spies?
Yeah. And like those types of spies, because it's like we get like the like CIA type spies or like the undercover spies and things like that, like the governmental spies.
Yeah.
But these ones are like a different style.
It's like Born Identity meets romance. I want that high intrigue.
Well, like it's the whole like true crime or true lies type of feel.
So
honestly, like if somebody wrote like a true lies fanfic, I would so be in
I'm sure it exists.
Like if it exists, somebody please message me and tell me where I can find it, because that is honestly one of my favorite movies.
So,
wouldn't it be fun if it was backwards and like she was the spy and he was like Jamie Lee Curtis?
Yes, it would be. Somebody needs to write us that romance, that rom-com. Bryn Weaver is back with a brand new series, the Season of Carnage trilogy. Tourist Season is book one, coming out September 23rd. I'll be very interested to see how this takes. Because after Butcher and Blackbird, she kind of, book two and book three didn't do as great.
Yeah, three hasn't really done very well at all.
I haven't seen it mentioned much.
I see it sporadically.
But what do you got, Amanda? I know you have a list.
My next one, which is, it comes off of book two in the Superheroes series by Elizabeth Stevens. So the next book is All Superheroes Need Photo Ops. So it's the photographer from book one and the main guy who heads up the hero side of the heroes and villains in this world that she's built. It comes out on November 25th. I'm very excited for that book.
I have book one. I have the audiobook queued up. I was trying to work on books for an upcoming episode that I felt like I was lacking knowledge in, which is not the one that I'm lacking the most knowledge in, but another one that I'm lacking knowledge in. And so I haven't gotten to read it, but I see people talking about that book nonstop over on TikTok.
It's so good. I mean, it's just, it was like a breath of fresh air. It was like I had so much fun with that book. It was really good characters, like the whole setup of this world. Like I'm here for all the books in that series. Yeah. So
what else do you got over there?
I also have the next book in Kirby Falls, Lainey Hatcher, Leave You Hanging, is coming out November 4th. I'm
Who
obsessed
is that
with
gonna
that.
be?
I don't know. She is not. She teased.
I didn't think she really
she
said
kind of
anything.
teased. So like, I kind of have an idea. I think I know from the last book, but she's kind of like left it a little mysterious. So I'm of course always stalking her on social media. So as soon as I find out, I'll let you know.
Have you moved to Kirby Falls yet, Amanda?
No, but I want to. I
well,
would
it's
go
one of those
right
ones
now.
where like you usually can figure it out from the book who's going to be next, but
I think I know who it's going to be. I'm forgetting her name, but I think it's going to be her. She's the single mom who's like the sister of, and I didn't write it down and I'm blanking on the names, but
I can't
it's
think
the
of her
single
name
mom.
either.
And I don't know who, I'm not sure who the hero is going to be, but
Here,
I'm pretty sure
I'm
she's
gonna
going to
go
be the
stalk
heroine.
her
Yeah.
aunt, her a reformed bad boy. Bonnie's story is coming. And
Okay.
he is a reformed bad boy.
So we know Bonnie, but we don't know. So I think this might be a new character.
Maybe.
Okay.
That or it's somebody who's like coming home. Because she
Yeah.
does that.
Yes. So I don't know, but I'm very excited about that one. That one's that's an indie, and she's, you know, she's been
Honestly,
teasing that one. So
I really enjoy everything that she writes.
Yeah.
Like everything, even her historicals. Like I'm not a huge, like I like historical, but I don't like salivate for it, but I really like hers.
You two are like stalkers.
Whatever, she knows.
Pot kettle.
Okay, so did you guys see that Kaylee Ryan released the first book in her
Yes.
Nashville
I'm really
Rampage
excited
series?
about this whole series, though, and I appreciate that she's doing football.
Book two comes out in August.
Yeah.
And I heard that there might be some appearances from her baseball series.
Oh, yeah?
Well, it's second gen from a bunch of stuff, so I wouldn't be surprised if she combines stuff
I don't
somewhere.
know. I need to read the
Because
first book.
this is book one is the son from Unexpected Reality. Like the
Which one is that?
it's the it was like the
Oh, the
accidental
tattoos,
pregnancy.
the tattoos parlor series.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's the son from that. I can't remember if he was a single dad or it was a accidental pregnancy, or maybe it was both. But yeah, because she posted it somewhere. So it's second gen from like that. So
From
like her
multiple
baseball could,
sources.
yeah, her baseball could filter in.
Well, her baseball is kind of second gen. It's because it's the
Well, it's
parents in
first gen and then second gen,
right,
like
and
in the
the
same
other three
series.
books are second gen, which I love that baseball series.
I
If
mean,
Lindsay
really, it's
was here,
Kaylee
she'd
Ryan. Like,
tell you.
she just, it's good. Go sports, right, Pick?
Go sports, but I love that series. And Lindsay said that was like her favorite baseball series, so.
Well, and if that is a lot. So Nora Everly is going back to her Sweetbriar series.
Oh, yes.
It's Cross Your Heart, but I don't know who it is. I don't know if it's one of, I think it's one of the twins. Like,
It
I
seems
really,
it is. I believe it is one of the twins. I
I
think she
haven't
said that.
seen like for sure, and I haven't stalked her recently, but I'm really excited. I wonder if it's the twin with the best friend who they love each other, but they won't admit it type of thing.
Yes. I don't know. Yeah, I don't. I do think she said that the twins were coming next, but I don't have any information
But I'm
other
very
than
excited
that.
for that one. And I
Yes.
really love that town and the family and all of that.
Oh, she has the third Honeybrook Hollow is coming out too. That one is going to be in November. So that's like her newest series, which is kind of like a, there's a couple, it's like a neighboring town for Sweetbriar. Let me
Yes.
see if she's got anything on Sweetbriar here.
Well, because in the
No details yet.
yeah, in the pre-order, it doesn't have anything.
Yeah, not yet. So, but yeah, I'm excited about that. I read the first one in the Honeybrook Hollow recently. I still have to read the second one. So yeah, I'm almost caught up.
Yeah, that one's November, and then the Sweetbriar one is May.
That's 2026.
Is it that far out? Okay.
That's 2026, Leah. We're only talking 2025. Oh, it is 2026.
Why does she have it so far out? Well, maybe she'll release it early.
But that is at least like that's an indie author giving us the stuff early.
This is she's giving it to us early, but here's the other thing to remember, you guys. She just sold that book, that Fall Cozy Creek series book, to TradPub, and there could be 90 days before, 90 days after.
Well, that might be why she's November.
That's probably why.
So
I saw May, and I just...
I mean, it can be a total of 90 days. It can be 90 days before, 90 days after. I don't know their contract, so I can't tell you.
Anyway,
specifically.
I'm excited for those.
Yes, me too.
But speaking of second gen, the Sarah Kate, the Good Girl Effect, Salacious Legacy is happening September 2nd.
Nice.
And this is totally through Source. I believe the ebooks will still go to Kindle Unlimited. But this is her first full Source series. Because she had that Keep Me, but I think that was a one-off.
I think that was a one-off.
So,
Well, and if we're still staying in the second gen, Aurora Rose Reynolds is releasing her final Until book.
Yeah.
Nalia.
Well,
I'm excited for this one because she's a character who, like, we've met, but we haven't met at the same time.
I also think Natasha September, October is going back to her hockey. And I think that's second or third gen.
It's third gen. It's Cooper's kid, I think.
Is it Cooper's son?
I think he's Cooper's son.
So I know that is coming up. Sawyer Bennett, I've got two race car books. Sawyer Bennett's third book, Formula Freedom, comes out August 26th. Maybe and then not. Kiss and Collide by Amanda Weaver comes out August 5th. I don't think Formula One is going anywhere.
No.
No, and the new F1 movie is getting very good reviews. The new Brad Pitt one, people are like all over it. I've seen it everywhere on threads. Yeah. So yeah, people are not ready to let go of F1.
Okay, so I have an arc for this. It comes out in a couple weeks. Only Lovers in the Building by Nadine Gonzalez. It comes out July 15th.
I finished that one yesterday.
I don't have that one.
Thoughts? I think it's a debut.
It's good. I mean, it has very good summer read vibes. Okay. Very good. But it's a lot of vibes. I needed... More. And you know that I'm usually not like
Which means like I'm gonna need more.
You're gonna I have a feeling.
Did you watch Murderers and Only Murderers in the Building?
No, but it doesn't I don't think it has that kind of there's no like suspense or anything, but it's like there's a group of people that live in this Art Deco kind of converted building in Miami, and the setting and all of that is very fun. Like it's very fun beach read. But I didn't feel like there was enough resolution for what happened between them as a couple. And for, you know, and I'm usually pretty like, I'm fine with if it's not.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, but it is fun and it's a very easy read. It's a fun, easy read, but there's not a lot of.
To me, if you're going to do like Art Deco building, Only Lovers in the Building, I want that Murderer in the Building vibe. Yeah.
And maybe it has more because I have not seen that show. So it may lean that way for you. I don't know.
Our house is a huge Steve Martin, Martin Short.
Yeah. I love them
fan
so much.
Like that. This house is fans. A couple weeks ago, I believe Mike quoted The Three Amigos.
Oh, Jeremy quotes The Three Amigos all the time. Yeah.
Then I can't believe you guys haven't watched that.
He is He does not love Martin Short in his older years.
Oh. Mm. He's pretty funny in this, though, because he's so, like, as delusional as he is in the Three Musketeers.
Is it? Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what it is. There's something.
Three Amigos. Three Musketeers.
There's something about, like, Martin Short. He's just kind of, like, annoys him these days. Fair. So, I don't know.
Can't handle him in his old age.
I don't know. Love at First Sight, Mallory Marlowe, August 12th, 2025. This is kind of alien searching. Her last book was cryptid theme. This is her sophomore offering. I really liked the first book. I'm excited to see where she goes. And this cover is adorable.
Didn't yeah. Sid read that one too?
She did. Yeah, because if it's a cryptid and romance, we're reading
this
it.
This is true.
I mean, because if we have to talk about Mothman's butt, we're going to read it.
That's fair.
Kendall Ryan is releasing for the first time in a really long time.
It has been a long time.
August. She's got a Montlake deal. It's a beginner's guide to forever.
Oh, fun.
So.
Neither here nor there on that one.
I don't know that I've read her. I know the name. I just don't know that I've read her.
So she was an indie author in the early days that kind of came on the scene right with 50 Shades of Grey and then got picked up. And it was three brothers that basically owned a website for escorts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And they are jackass assholes and find their HEA. I've not read it in a million years, so I don't know if it still holds up.
I don't remember loving it when it came out. So
I remember loving the first book and the third book, but the second book made me really not happy. They were the sons. Their mother was a call girl. They were sons of...
Okay.
And raised in the sex industry, sex working industry. So it definitely... I didn't mind it, but... So I'm interested to see... Because she tried a small town series a couple years ago, and it was...
I think that's what I heard the name
mashed potatoes.
Like, okay. Yeah. Okay.
So I'm curious to see how this goes.
Speaking of small town, Lula Moore is actually getting away from her sports, and she's doing her first small town, but it's going to be in like a village in England. So the first book is Valentine Nook. Very, I think, the holiday vibes. Actually, the heroine's name in it is, her name is Holiday. She's the sister of one of the baseball players from the Lions series. So, and it ties into her Once Upon a Christmas Tree with the brothers in that book. And then, so the first one comes out in September. The second one comes out in November, I think. And that one's actually going to be the continuation of the Once Upon a Christmas Tree. So I'm very excited about those.
Okay. So I have one.
Go.
It's slated for January, but she is not, she figures it'll be earlier. She likes to put her pre-orders out. It is the final book in the Hearts of Sawyer's Bend series.
Oh.
It's Ford's book. If it comes out, I bet it'll come out like end of November, beginning of December, but it's Ivy Lane. It's Ford. It is, I'm so excited because the last book where we found out some of the stuff, like I thought the one character was a little shady and I was like, how are they going to like, what are they going to do with this? And I was very intrigued and I'm super excited to see where she's taking it. But yeah, as of now, the pre-order is January, but it's not coming out in January. It'll be sooner because, well, she's almost done with it. Like the book is almost done.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Like the words have been flowing well.
To the Chase by Julia Woof comes out in August. I'm thinking it's part of her small town series. I really liked book one that I read. I didn't love her Denver Billionaire series that she did, but I did enjoy that small town that she wrote. It was really sexy. Okay, we can't talk small town without Elsie Silver's Rose Hill is going to come, series comes to an end in September.
Oh, I didn't even remember.
Yeah.
I haven't read any of those.
I mean, people are super excited about it.
Oh, yeah, I do have it on my list. Okay, it is there.
I don't.
Okay. Well, I have it on the big list for our weekly, my weekly post.
That's another thing for people that are listening to the podcast. If you want to know what books are coming up and releasing, every Friday, Happily Ever Anticipated, written by Amanda, goes up on our Substack every Friday for your viewing pleasure. So we do a couple things. One, we have our monthly post that we put out on buzzingaboutromance.com. We try to release it by the 27th. So like July 27th is when you'll see August's list go up. Sometime around the 27th is when we usually put it up. And typically, we feature any of our Bookcase Media clients, and then we've started sectioning between fantasy, romanticy, and then contemporary releases.
Yes, because I'm reading so many that I need somewhere to keep track of those as well.
Right. And
Yeah,
we're
because
getting
anytime there's a
pitched a lot.
romantasy in our inbox, we're like, hey, Amanda.
Well, and we get pitched quite a few from publishing, so we
We
want to make
do.
sure that we're, giving feature to those. And then every Friday for the following week, Amanda does a happily ever anticipated on our Substack and gives you a list of books that that are coming out the next week that we're really excited about.
Yeah, and because we just can't. You can't capture them all in a monthly post. And I can't even capture them all in a weekly
Well, and
post, but it's
honestly,
the stuff that we're talking about or that the community is talking about. Like, we're
but
trying to keep track of that.
there's a lot of authors who like they're putting up pre-orders later now. Like they're not putting
Yes.
them up so far. So like new stuff will pop up. And so like we miss them in the monthly post, and so we'll catch them on that weekly one.
Yes. So.
Lauren Asher, her Lakefront Billionaires. I haven't dabbled into this series yet. I am tempted to dabble. I didn't love her last series, but everybody loves her, but I didn't love the last series, which was the
No, you had
Dreamland
there's
Billionaires.
issues with that book.
It's too
So,
popular for me to read.
right, because oppositional defiance disorder, seriously, this
Well,
group is so
also some
spicy.
of it is I feel like I've already read it after I've seen a million people
That's
post about
true.
it. Like, I'm just like, okay, I'm not interested in this anymore. Like,
Well,
if
and
I
it's.
catch it beforehand, I'm fine, or if it gets far enough
But
past and I've heard really good things
so
about
many people
it.
spoil so many things.
Lauren Rowe has a new book coming out in July, Spark.
Is it July?
Yeah, I think so. It is the So if you read the Love Hate duet,
I have not, but that is on my list to read soon.
he is the drummer and he's pining for a girl, but she's off limits.
Why is she off limits?
Because I think she's with somebody, if I remember
Oh.
correctly. Or like
But
it's.
it's Lauren Rowe, so
So
I will
this
trust
is,
that.
she says, this is super friends to lovers, like super friends to lovers. And I thought, oh no.
Oh. Are
But
you going
then
to
I
be able to do
remembered
that?
she made me love Fish and
Yeah.
Alexandria. Like, that
If you
book,
can trust somebody with friends to lovers, it's going to
it's
be
going to be
Lauren
Lauren
Rowe.
Rowe. To be
Yeah.
honest, that's absolutely true because I thought that slow burn, they were so connected in their friendship.
Yeah.
But there was so much chemistry and tension between the two of them. So, yeah. She's done some other friends to lovers that I've loved. So,
Yeah. I mean,
and
I'm excited. I did not, I think I missed that one, so I have to put it on the list.
yeah, so Spark comes out in July and I'm ready for it. I'm ready. What else you got, Leah?
So Jay Wilder. Who is, I think it's Jessa Wilder, but it's like her darker stuff. I think it's Jessa. So, book four in her Twisted Vow series is called A Forbidden Arrangement. I can't remember who this one is, but they're a little bit bonkers. So, book two, like he was like obsessed with her and like switched out her birth control and she didn't know, and like he like would stop her from date, like stop, like she'd go out on a date and then he would kindly take care of those gentlemen so she couldn't go out on a second one. Like super obsessed. And that's kind of been the theme throughout these books, and they're a little dark and they're a little bananas, but I mean that's how I roll.
Wasn't it Jenny last in our last episode that said she wanted more smart heroine
Yes,
romances? Okay.
she did.
So if you follow Buzzing About Romance on Threads, I gave an opportunity for indie authors to share their coming releases, September through the end of the year.
Okay.
And Nicole Cubba, Cubba.
Okay.
She has one called Deep in Love. And when you see this cover, you guys,
Oh, I'm
you're going to be
going
like,
over.
this is a Jenny cover. Academic rivals to lovers, STEM romance, forced proximity, PhD students. Why do you think no third act breakup, deep sea creatures, nicknames in a different language, stuck at sea, black cat, golden retriever? Is there a more perfect romance for Jenny?
No, and I love that cover.
Isn't that cover adorable?
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
So yeah, if you are also looking for more indie authors with books coming out in that time frame, check out our threads. Sabrina Cross shares greeting from Ghostlight Falls. Your new favorite paranormal town is open to visitors this fall. And it looks like it's 10 different authors. Vera Valentine writes in it.
Oh, it's a variety of stories from monsters to sentient object romance.
Sold.
Yeah.
Sold is right.
I mean.
I'll have to tell my friend Stacy about it.
You found us. Carla Luna has a book coming out. It's a ghosty romance. I think it's coming out September, October.
Yeah, I think so.
It's in her it's in her hotel series.
Yes.
That like I read the first book at Christmas time last year.
Like the Santa Maybe. Mm-hmm. Like that, the follow-up to that one.
Lila Frost's book comes out tomorrow.
It does. It's Layla, not Lila. Layla Frost. It's tomorrow. Sorry. Bryn has a new one coming out in November. It's the brother of the one character. What is her? I can't think of her name. Oh, God.
I tried Taylor James. I tried the first book in her baseball series, and it was 100 pages too long, but it was her debut. So I think her second book comes out in September. I'm willing to give it a try.
Sophomore books. I mean, I will give it a roll.
Yeah.
Ooh, this Holly June Smith says she has a spooky, spicy romance called Scary in Love coming out.
I mean,
nice.
So anyway, if you're looking for some books, feel free to check out our threads. There was a whole list of
indie authors
that shared. I was super excited by that STEM one because I felt like that screamed Jenny, if ever anything screamed Jenny.
Yeah.
Any other books that we missed that we should talk about before we move on?
I have a new one on my radar for fantasy romanticy.
Go for it.
It is called Our Vicious Oaths by N.E. Davenport. Katie Robert actually does one of the, she blurbed it. And then I follow Nia on Threads, but it is, so they're calling it a dark romanticy of unbreakable bonds, fey politics, and dangerous attraction amidst a battle for ultimate power. But she is a Black author writing Black characters. It looks epic. The cover has like a golden dragon, a crown. I'm waiting for the foiled edition that I can see coming out for this. It looks really good. So I'm very excited about that. That's October 28th. So.
Okay.
Alex Harlow has The Everlasting coming out. It's a moving and genre-defying quest about the knight whose legend built a nation and the cowardly historian sent back through time to make sure she plays her part, even if it breaks her heart.
Okay.
Honestly, that part is what drew me into it.
You just like to watch people break.
They did Gideon the Ninth, right? I think that was another one of their... I mean, that book gets tons of love. So.
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what we got. I'm sure we'll see a lot of re-releases coming as paperback people are, their books get re-released. So like Maggie Gates' Berkeley edition comes out in the fall. I'm sure we'll see S.J. Tilly stuff that got the Alliance that got picked up come out in the fall. There'll be tons of those.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like those are anticipating anything other than maybe some fancy sprayed edges, right?
Yeah.
No, I don't have any of those on my list.
Okay. So guess what time it is?
It's that time for Book of the Week.
Book of the Week time. Amanda, what's your Book of the Week?
Okay. So I finally finished up the Bourbon Canyon series by Walker Rose. So the last book in that series, which is book 6, Bourbon Sunset, was my Book of the Week. I loved it. It's up there with like one of my favorites probably in the series. It's Teller and Maddie. So
think we lost Amanda.
I was gonna say, I didn't know if it was me.
No, she'll come back. You go ahead. Leah, what's your book of the week?
My book of the week is actually The Irishman Duet by Melanie Moreland.
Oh, good
I choice. Did both. It was just, it's very like Melanie Mafia, but the stories were really good. The characters were really like well thought out. And the storylines, like the ending of book one and the beginning of book two, the stories overlap. So like you can seamlessly go through it, but there is a little special twist at the end that she did for you.
Do I die?
No, you don't die. So she does not call it an epilogue. It is the final chapter.
Of course she does. Hi, Amanda.
I think I lost you.
Yeah, we lost you
did,
for a second.
It's okay, so I just did mine.
She did her book of the week that it was Melanie Moreland's Irish Duet, her Mafia, which apparently there's some love to me in that book, but I didn't die, so.
Okay.
Well, I told her that you read her epilogues because you were afraid that she will kill you.
I'm afraid she's going to kill me out. Amanda, what's your book of the week again? Tell us again.
Okay. So my book of the week is Bourbon Sunset by Walker Rose. It's book six in the Bourbon Canyon series. It's the last book in the Bourbon Canyon series. It's Teller Bailey and Maddie Townsend. Teller's the last of the Baileys to get his HEA. He and Maddie have like a little bit of history through their exes. She's kind of like the town pariah through no fault of her own. Her family's pretty terrible, but she's like, I love her so much. She actually buys him at a bachelor auction to fix up her bar. I really liked this one. It's like right in the running for probably my favorite in this series. And also, which I didn't mention, but the spinoff from this one is going to be Whiskey Cowboy, which is the Foster House series. It's the spinoff from this. It comes out in September, and I'm very excited about that. So I worked one more in there for my anticipation.
That's okay. Somebody on this episode might have already read book one.
Oh, don't talk to me.
Anyway.
Melanie has new books coming out too. She has her My Favorite Hero.
My Favorite Hero, which is in that same My Favorite Kidnapper.
My Favorite World, yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited.
And then she has lots of things coming, but she wasn't allowed to talk about them.
Those covers are my absolute favorite illustrated covers.
They're fun.
Her artist that does those does such a great job.
What's your book of the week?
So I am working, we've got an episode coming up, we're going to talk about second gen, so I'm trying to read some second gen, and I decided, so we all know I broke up with Jay Salmon at the end of the Billionaire Boston Bachelor Boston, I don't know, the Fritz brothers. I gave up after that book, I kind of took a break. But undeniably can be, I did read the book that was Layla's book in that in-between series, because she's the sister of the heroine from Dr. Scandalous.
Book one.
So I did read that book. So I went and I read Undeniably Convenient by Jay Salmon. So that's my book of the week. When this book was teased, I was really irritated about it because it said things like baby contract. What else was it, Leah? Pregnancy of convenience, which being pregnant is not convenient for fucking anybody. No. So even if you have easy pregnancies, it's not convenient. But I wanted to try it. It's second gen. It's almost actually kind of second gen and a half a little bit. So I wanted to give it a try. And I'm really, really enjoying it. It's a setup where Katie. So one of the things we can always count on when Julie writes a book, the medical's going to be right on. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So Katie, our heroine, she has type 1 diabetes. Her hero, Bennett, is the new head of trauma surgery, and she is a resident applying for fellowship in the trauma program, but they have a history. She was a third year when he was a fellow before he left, or when he was a resident and then leaving for his first fellowship. And so there's just a lot in it. His mother is ill with cancer. She was adopted by Layla, and her uncle. Layla's married to her uncle, was her guardian because she lost her parents in a car accident. Anyway, it's very doctory. They're both doctors. It's a pregnancy pact. She's looking at in vitro because diabetes can affect you getting pregnant or mm-hmm. how long you're able to get pregnant. So she wants to do it while she's young. And he's almost 40. And with his mother's illness, it's just something he's always wanted in his life. And they decide to do it together, which I love those stories. Carrie Elks has one of those.
I like the pregnancy pact.
Yeah, but baby contract and pregnancy of convenience, that's dumb. Don't do that. Anyway, that's all I have to say about that. Patreon swag packs will be hitting mailbox in the coming week. They're packed full of stickers, coasters, and other fun stuff. So that's a wrap on our most anticipated romance releases for the second half of 2025. Our TBRs might be out of control, but honestly, who cares? We wouldn't have it any other way. No. We'd love to know what you're excited about. Drop us a DM, tag us in a post, or hop in onto our Discord to share your most anticipated reads, whether you're counting down to a sequel, a duet, or a surprise twist on your favorite trope. This romance community is here for all the hype. Don't forget to check out for a full list of books on our on-the-shelf show notes at buzzingaboutromance.com. Make sure you like, subscribe, share this with your friends, and leave us a review. Those help us.
They do.
Anyway, until next time.
Happy reading, everybody.
Find us on Instagram at buzzingaboutromance or on Twitter at buzzingromance. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. If you'd like to support us directly, join the Bookcase and Coffee Patreon and receive exclusive content only available to Patreon members. Check out bookcaseandcoffee.com for our on-the-shelf show notes.